All right, well, this is take two of my recording of Today with a Techie. I am Space Out, and we will be talking about a stimulant today that has become popular in recent years. It is Modafinil, also known by its brand name of Provigil. It's originally designed to treat narcolepsy and for daytime sleepiness in like shift workers and people that have strange sleep patterns, but programmers have been using it in recent years to stay awake and work much longer hours than they would be able to work if they were not under the influence of some sort of stimulant. And it's become popular because, unlike amphetamines or caffeine, it's mostly just mental stimulation. There's not any of the physical side effects, such as the jitteriness and the shakiness that comes along with other stimulants. Modafinil is also prescribed off-label to treat ADHD and for other sleep disorders that it's not designed to treat. And some people use it to help with diseases such as Parkinson's disease and cerebral palsy, and it helps with those diseases too. And rehab clinics have also used this drug to treat people with amphetamine addictions, so that they get the stimulant feeling that they need without all the harmful side effects of the amphetamines. There's some stronger analogs coming out in, well, that have come out since Modafinil that last longer. Cephalon is trying to release a new drug called Nuvigil, which is a once-a-day stimulant, and it has a longer half-life than Modafinil does, so it takes much less of it in a day to keep you stimulated. You only need to take it once instead of the 100 to 200 milligrams two or three times a day with Modafinil now. And which would make it more beneficial to people like that are older or forgetful, that have problems remembering to take their medication more than once a day. And some of the side effects that do come along with Modafinil are headache and nausea, which are fairly common. Some of the less common side effects are insomnia, which is pretty much what it's designed to do, so I don't know how they describe that as a side effect, but it's one of them. Also causes anxiety in a small percentage of the users, and dry mouth in an even smaller percentage. And then some of the rare but fatal side effects happen in like less than a fraction of a percent of the users. I don't believe there have been any deaths associated directly with Modafinil use. The LD50 for rats is between 1,000 and 3,400 milligrams per kilogram oral, which is a lot. So it's not an easy drug to overdose on compared to things like meth or speed, which are quite easy to overdose on, and you can have a heart attack and be dead, and that's never good because, well, you can't do anything when you're dead, and the whole point of taking these stimulants is so that you can get more accomplished, at least for the uses that people use Modafinil for. It's not really a social drug or a like recreational drug because it doesn't have the physical euphoria that amphetamines have, and scientists aren't quite sure how exactly modafinil works, but studies have shown it to inhibit the reuptake of dopamine and norepinephrine, and it also activates it inhibits GABA neurotransmission, and shit, probably gonna edit this part out because I'm starting to ramble on and forget what I'm talking about, but it's been around since the 70s. It is when it was originated, and it was made by, surprisingly enough, the French, who can't do shit these days. But back in the 70s, apparently they came up with some cool drugs. It was, they also created adrafinil, which was, offered as an experimental treatment for narcolepsy, and it's similar to modafinil, but not quite the same. And, yeah, fuck. Alright, where am I going with this? As far as legal status goes, it's classified as a non-narcotic Schedule 4 controlled substance under the Controlled Substance Act, and which means that it's not really all that considered to be all that dangerous of a drug by the DEA. It's not like a high profile drug that is in high demand, so they don't worry about it as much. Although in the sporting world it's raised some concerns with the World Anti-Doping Agency, because of athletes testing positive for it before the Olympics, and that got it added to the list of banned substances to compete in the Olympics, so they test for that now too, along with other more common drugs. Let's see, how am I for time here? It looks like I'm pretty good for time, so that's about all I can think of to say about this stimulant, and hopefully you are more educated about it, and I'm not condoning usage of this for anything because, well, using stimulants to get things done is bad. Just fucking do it. Don't use drugs to do it for you. And yeah, that's my show type thingy-majig, if that's what you want to call it. Later.